SBS हिंदी।
थुतेन जी, हमें अपने बारे में बताइए, क्योंकि आप न्यूजीलैंड पहुंचने वाले पहले टिबेटन रेफ्यूजी थे, शरणार्थी थे, तो थोड़ा अपने बारे में हमें बताएं।
Of course, I was educated in India from 1954 to 1967. 67, I came to New Zealand as a first Tibetan refugee ever to be accepted. Not under the refugee quarters, but under private. I have Amara Dos Bharatya, yeah, New Zealand mein aaya, wo log hum ko sponsor kiya. Isliye Amara entry permit bhi mila. Regarding, since I was sponsored, so the map entry permit here in New Zealand was a little bit much easier. When I first came to New Zealand, being the first Tibetan refugee, but I came here under the, what should I say, I had a job waiting for me as a printer, and I have been working in printing business ever since I arrived here, and now I have my own small printing business. And this year, of course, we celebrated 30 years in the business myself, being, you know, in a printing business. So I'm still working. But my main, what should I say, thank you, it would be that I was given a very good education in India, in a place called Kalimpong, district of Darjeeling. Hamara Hindustan ka kya bole ka, bahut khush ho gaya. Isliye I go to India many times. I love India. Although I live in this beautiful country, but I always feel India is my home.
जी, वही मेरा अगला सवाल था आपसे कि थोड़ा हमें इंडिया के अपने एक्सपीरियंस के बारे में बताएं, and what are the memories that you take from India?
Well, my experience in India, of course, when I first came out of Tibet in 1954, I came to a place called Kalimpong, which is a trade center for Tibetans arriving from Tibet, and my father was a businessman, so he wanted me to go to a English school here in India so that when he retires that I do the Indian part of the business. So of course when I first came here, we had to immediately learn, should I say, three new languages straight away, or four, should I say. First of all, I had to learn the local language, which was then Nepali, and then I had to learn Hindi, then we had to learn Bengali, and then of course naturally the language that we were taught in the school was in English. So it was a good experience for me. I've never looked back. The education that I received in Dr. Graham's homes, this is the reason why I am here today, because of that good grounding, good education, good upbringing in India. So, you know, this is, you know, people don't realize how lucky we are in India to be able to do all this as a refugee.
जी, अच्छा ये बताइए थुतेन जी कि आप लोग हिज होलीनेस दलाई लामा का जो जन्मदिन जल्द ही मनाने वाले हैं, तो उसके बारे में हमें थोड़ा सा बताइए।
ऑफ कोर्स वी सेलिब्रेट हिज होलीनेस बर्थडे एवरी ईयर। हिज होलीनेस बर्थडे इज फॉल्स ऑन द 6th ऑफ जुलाई, बट दिस ईयर वी ब्रिंगिंग द हिज होलीनेस बर्थडे अ लिटिल बिट फॉरवर्ड, बिकॉज वी हैव अ टू रिप्रेजेंटेटिव फ्रॉम टिबेटन Central Tibet Administration coming here. They are going to be among us. So part of the His Holiness celebration this time is aap log ko malum hai ke Bharat mein hum log ko Tibetan Central Administration Bharat se 60 years ho gaya. Isliye Bharat se we thank you India karta hai.
Ji ji ji.
Yeah, duniya mein wahan jahan Tibetan aatmi hai वहाँ हम लोग थैंक यू बोलता है, क्योंकि हम लोग रेफ्यूजी हो गया 60 ईयर्स है, लेकिन हिंदुस्तान में हम लोग अबाउट 170,000 टिबेटन रेफ्यूजी लिविंग देयर। सो दिस ईयर एज 2018 वाज मेकिंग द लैंडमार्क फॉर द टिबेट एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन दैट वी सेलिब्रेट थ्रू आउट इंडिया टू से थैंक यू टू इंडिया फॉर ऑल द assistance they have given to the Tibetan refugees. In the same time, the Tibetan diasporas who are living all around the world, all over the world, wherever there's a big gathering, we are also taking the opportunity to say thank you to, for example, myself, we are here in New Zealand, so yahan New Zealand mein hum log New Zealand aatme ko dhanyabad bolne hai isliye. Then we are presenting some appreciation certificates to many supporters of the Tibetan cause who have helped to promote the Tibetan issue in New Zealand for the last 40 odd years. So isliye hum log ko ye birthday celebration this Saturday 30th June ho gaya. Well, hum log bole ki I always say to people, always never forget where the seed was sown. The branch is very strong because the seed was laid in a very foundation of India. And that seed is very strong. And this is the reason why we are such a successful refugees all around the world, because of India, who has given us the soil that we can put a seed that can germinate a very strong tree. From that branch grows flowers, fruit, and that fruit is dispersed all around the world. So what I will say to Tibetans or the Tibetans people who listening in Australia, listening in New Zealand, it's always remember the root of the tree. Never forget that.
और बस जाते जाते थुटेन जी आपसे पूछना चाहते हैं कि हमने सुना है कि आपको हिंदी फिल्मों के गाने भी बहुत पसंद है.
Whenever I feel homesick, I play Hindi songs. और इन हिंदी का गाना तो हम बहुत अच्छा लगता है. ये पुराना गाना, नया नया तो नहीं समझता है, लेकिन 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s जब मैं भारत में था, उसलिए हम बहुत हिंदी गाना बहुत अच्छा है. हमें ये 100 साल पहले मुझे तुमसे प्यार था, आज भी है और कल भी रहेगा. ऐसे गाना है, उसका मीनिंग बहुत अच्छा है ना.
वाओ वाओ, दैट्स लवली, दैट्स लवली.
आप लोग बोल चाओ दुनी को चांद हो, राखुदा हो, जो भी हो खुदा की कसम लाजवाब हो, चाओ दुनी को चांद. ऐसे हम
लवली
भारत समझ सकते है ना, हम हिंदुस्तानी गाना गाता है
जी. तो टेन जी, हमसे बात करने के लिए बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर स्पीकिंग विद अस.
यू वेलकम.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें.